Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday, we're here with the Book by Book Success Project. I tell you, that's an exciting, you know, just thinking about it, book by book. You know, if somebody once asked, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer was one bite at a time. You know, how do you learn more, become more? You know, it's one book at a time. So I can't wait. I read into the description for the show today that we're going to be discussing one of my favorite books, Think and Grow Rich. So I want you to take it away, and we want those who are listening in, thank you for tuning in to this broadcast, because I know you've been learning a lot from these sessions, because I have, and you're going to learn even more from the session today. So, Terry, tell us about this book. What have you discovered, and how is it going to help us?
Lisa, thank you so much. I want to say good morning to you, and good morning to all the listeners. You know, I know that you're out there, and I know that you're waiting for us to share with you some wisdom from one of our favorite books. At least I love that story that you told about the elephant, you know, one bite at a time. And what we're doing here with the Book by Book Success Project is really building some great minds, one book at a time. I truly believe is you collect all the books that we talked about in the Book by Book Success Project, and you make these books a part of your personal library, you will grow by leaps and bounds. As a matter of fact, you won't even know that you need to go to school because you have a school right there in your library. I think that people have to understand that education is not just found in great institutions of higher learning. I think education is really found in our hearts, in our minds, when we apply those things to things that we already know. I think one of the things in our self-help books, the more you read them, you realize that the answer is really you. That whatever anybody says, whether it be Napoleon Hill or Wayne Dyer or Brian Tracy or anyone, that they're just speaking to your heart. They're speaking to your beyond your mind, because sometimes the mind is limited in the sense that we don't really think we can do it, but if we feel that we can do it, if we feel that we can do it, and we have a road, we have a guide, we can do this. So I want to say that this discussion this morning is really to empower those who are listening and those who are listening on the archive to really be about moving towards your dream every single day. I'd like to start by making a declaration, making a statement to all those who listen, and also a statement to myself as well. And I declare that this day will be a day of understanding and wisdom for all our listeners this morning. This morning they will be empowered in ways they have never been empowered before. But they will take this ancient wisdom and make it new in their lives. They will make this first moment of this new day something truly special and share the message with others so they too can become truly blessed. They will find their, and I quote from Napoleon Hill, burning desire. They will find their burning desire, that impulse that will keep them on the road to abundance and prosperity. I declare on this day they will be winners, no longer traveling on the victim lane, I'm being the fast lane to victory. Think and Grow Rich was published in 1937, many years ago. But what it says about desire, faith, auto-suggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, decision-making, persistence, and the power of the mastermind group is still very important today. So we have to realize that this book was written during the Great Depression, a historical time when many fortunes were lost, but also a time when many fortunes were made. It reminds me of today, when the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, and the middle class has disappeared. It's like we either have it or we don't have it. And no matter who is in the White House, too many people just don't have it or know how to get it. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is the one reality. And this message is that for us today, this morning, so much to talk about in so little time. But I would hit the highlights of Napoleon Hill's book. We must be entrepreneurs. That's the thing I get from more so than anything else. We must be entrepreneurs, which means that we must find that skill or talent or ability that we can bring to the marketplace. I'll say it again. We must be entrepreneurs. We must bring our skills, our talents, or our ability to the marketplace. And as Napoleon Hill likes to say, is follow your dreams and become wealthy. Through desire, faith, imagination, and persistence, we will be able to think and grow rich. And so I just want to hit on these four things right now. We're going to expand the discussion and not talk about others, but I want to say I think these are very important: desire, faith, imagination, and persistence. And what I'd like to do now is really just share with you what Napoleon Hill says on these four things. The first thing is desire. And Napoleon Hill says that all achievement, no matter what may be its nature or its purpose, must begin with an intense, burning desire for something definite, okay? Napoleon Hill says, all achievement, no matter what may be its nature or its purpose, must begin with an intense, burning desire for something definite. Again, we have to stop dreaming about what we want and make definite plans for doing things that we say that we're going to do. Make that happen for ourselves in real life, in real time. That burning desire is what we need. The next point, faith. According to Napoleon Hill, faith. Faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmations or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind through the principle of auto suggestion. Repetition of affirmation of orders to your subconscious mind is the only known method of voluntary development of the emotion of faith. Again, I'll repeat. Faith is a state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmation or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind through the principle of auto suggestion. Repetition of affirmation of orders to your subconscious mind is the only known method of voluntary development of the emotion of faith. So again, if we have this faith, we have to practice this faith each and every day. Okay, not just some days, not when we just feel like it, but every single day. And this will move us toward victory and toward riches. Imagination. Napoleon Hill says, ideas are the beginning point of all fortunes. Ideas are products of the imagination. The imagination is literally the workshop where are fashioned all plans created by man. As it said, that man can create anything that he can imagine. And I'll repeat. Ideas are the beginning point of all fortunes. Ideas are products of the imagination. The imagination is literally the workshop where are fashioned all plans created by man. As it said, that man can create anything he can imagine. And the last point that I like to share from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is persistence. Okay, persistence. And Napoleon Hill says that the basis of persistence is the power of will. Willpower and desire, when properly combined, make an irresistible pair. The majority of people are ready to throw their aims and purposes overboard and give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. A few carry on despite all opposition until they attain their goal. And I repeat, the basis of persistence is the power of will. Willpower and desire, when properly combined, make an irresistible pair. The majority of people are ready to throw their aims and purposes overboard and give up at the first sign of opposition or misfortune. If you carry on despite all opposition until they attain their goal. And so I think the bottom line for the discussion, Lisa, is that we have to take action, and we have to take daily action. We can't just make a plan for today or just this week, but we have to make plans for every day, and every day we have to declare what we want to do for that particular day. And that's why I started with a declaration about understanding and wisdom and trying to draw wisdom from this very, very important book. And I find from reading this book, and I've read this book many, many times, I make it really a habit to read this book from cover to cover at least once a year. But I often find myself sort of digging into this book at different times in my life because I find that the wisdom is there, and it's so powerful and so positive. And this is one thing that I've found out from this book and books like it. You know what? This is what I really believe, and this is what I believe for all successful people. You have to do more than most people are willing to do to have more than most people have. And said another way, we do more than the ordinary people does. Like reading this old book time and time again is almost unnatural. But sometimes you have to do the unnatural to get to the supernatural. We have to do things that seem strange to people who don't really understand that success is a daily occupation, and that prayer and that affirmations and declarations are the best way to do it. And the thing is, and to really get really strange, to get really abnormal, I would suggest that you get the Think and Grow Rich book and you look at these statements, and every day you say at least one of these statements out loud. For example, you might say something like this, and this is from the book here. It says here, wishing will not bring riches, But desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession, then planning different ways and means to acquire riches and backing those plans with persistence, which does not recognize failure, will bring riches. And I say it again. Wishing will not bring riches. But desiring riches with a state of mind that becomes an obsession, then planning different ways and means to acquire riches and backing those plans with persistence, which does not recognize failure, will bring riches. Think and grow rich. Think every day and grow rich, which will be your destiny and your reality.
Wow. Good. Boy, right now I should throw on the applause video. Serious applause right about here. You know what? I'm going to re-up my library with that book because I let it get away from me some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I did read that book. I remember I read that book while I was broke, busted and disgusted.
See that?
And I read it at a time in my life where I didn't care to read. So what attracted me to the book, I think it was a combination of someone suggesting that I read it and then me having just kind of led to read it because of my now destiny. I can see where it lines up.
Mm-hmm.
But it did have a profound effect on me because, number one, I applied probably more than I realized techniques from the book, so that's why I have to go get it and reread it.
Right.
But just listening to you, I know now, you know, probably why I went on to be an entrepreneur, though at first I didn't know anything about being an entrepreneur other than, you know, my grandfather had a business growing up, and then when I was about 22, my father did purchase a business as well. He had a dry cleaners. And I worked in his dry cleaning business prior to coming to New Jersey in 87. So I was around being entrepreneurs. But some other principles from the book, I got to go back now and really, and then that persistence, you know.
Well, that's what it is, because, again, it really interesting because this book, because it's so old, is in the public domain, which means that you and I, which is something to think about, you and I can actually print up this book and sell it, okay, because the copyright has expired. This is in the public domain, so anybody could get this book and repackage it and sell it, you know, because, again, this is something that, you know, because the copyright is expired, nobody owns this book. It's in the public domain, so really it's there for everyone to get it free of charge. You know, there's different websites that actually you can go to the website and you can actually print it out. So therefore, I mean, it's no excuse for us not getting the information. I think the excuse that we make is that we don't feel that we can move forward. And you know, it's good to talk the talk, but most people don't walk the walk. And the thing is that wishing and hoping is nothing without a plan to move forward. And there's so many people I know in our age group, especially in my age group, who have realized that they've gotten to their 60s, and they have to really, really up their game. When they thought they could retire and take it easy, but the economy is such that you can't do it. Because if you do get the Medicare and the Medicaid and the Social Security, it's still not enough, especially if you want a full life. Now, if you're content to get your Social Security, your Medicaid, and et cetera, and maybe live in a senior citizen's building, which is nothing wrong with that, but, you know, it's a limited life. You know, it's limited. You're on what they call a fixed income, and I believe that income is unlimited, but it's only unlimited if you can constantly reinvent yourself and transform your skills into money-making endeavors. And we all have something that we can sell. And, again, the thing is selling. A lot of people don't like that word. You know, I'm not a salesman, but you are, because every day you walk out into the world, your appearance says something. It says something about you, and this is what people buy. This is what people pick up on. And so again, to dress for success, well, you dress for success not when you become successful, but on the road to success. And so a lot of times when I walk out my house, people ask me, "Are you either a lawyer or a teacher?" Okay, because for a lot of people, their perception is this how lawyers and teachers dress. But again, I think that's only half the battle, not only to look like that, but to be like that, because Wayne Dyer says that, you know what, we don't always get what we want, we get what we are. And so if you are that person who wants success and wants to be successful, you have to be that. You have to be about that daily, because again, it's all about daily action. Okay? I mean, people sometimes want to take it easy, but that's not what Napoleon Hill is saying. He says that every day there should be some daily action or some daily movement to your goals. You know, it's like watering a plant. You got to water the plant every day. If you don't, it's going to die. And all of us have not been watering the plants and the seeds of our future, and they've died. But you know what? But the good thing is that, you know, listen to programs like this and have discussions with us, those plans can be revived. And just one thing from Napoleon Hill, he says about knowledge. He says here, and I quote, "Knowledge is only potential power. Knowledge is only potential power. It becomes power only when and if it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end." Let me say it again. Knowledge is only potential power. It becomes power only when and if it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end. What do you want? How are you going to get there to get it? That's the point. I mean, you got to have a definite plan. It can't be wishful thinking. That's why business plans are so important, to write down what you plan to do. You haven't done it yet, but you're moving toward a definite goal, a definite plan. I think a lot of us are not definite or concretely enough into what we want to have. And that's why at the first sign of opposition, as he said, we flee. We say, this is not going to work out. Well, how long have you been doing it? Oh, for about a week? No, please. If you've done it for like 50 years, I can say, well, maybe it's time for you to give up. But if you've only done it for a week, that's like a minute. I mean, not even a minute. That's like a week is like a second in time. So we got to really understand that, you know, we got to move toward our goals in a very definite way.
Well, I like something that I had learned that Franklin D. Roosevelt said, that barriers, Franklin D. Roosevelt put it like this, barriers to success are not real at all, that they're simply simply and purely doubt about one's ability.
Wow.
You see, people think, oh, I have a barrier because, you know, I'm African American, or I'm black, or I'm a woman, or I'm over 60, or I'm disabled, I'm too this or that. Well, he says, you know, no, it's the barriers are not real. But when we doubt our ability, that is the barrier.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, we limit ourselves when people don't even limit us, you know, and it's so sad because, you know, we talk ourselves out of something good, you know.
Well, look, and then Napoleon Hill comes along and writes the book Think and Grow Rich. Mm-hmm. So he's saying right there, he's dealing right there with that doubt. He's saying, don't think negative about what you can become. Think positive about it.
Right.
And, you know, and because, you know, the three words, think, growing, and rich.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that he wrote this book in 1937. Thank you, only because it's 2 years before my mother was born. So anything that happened in the anything happened in the 30s, I'm like, oh, that's great because my mom was born. God bless her. And so, and then for you to, you know, bring this book to our attention at this moment. I just put on Facebook, you know, people, you really can turn around your economic status with this program, the Book by Books Project. Thank you for letting us know it's in the public domain. Some of us don't even know what that means. So you're educating people. I told one young lady who owns her own business about the book I Declare. I told her what you discussed.
Oh, my goodness. Great, great.
And like I said, she had heard Joel Pastor. She listens to him on television from time to time. She's heard him promote that book many a times. She's never once thought to go buy it. I had one 15-minute conversation with her, discussing it with her the way you brought it. And trust me, she kept after that book, and she has it. She told me she already started reading it. She said the words are leaping out off the page at her.
Oh, that's so great. That is so great. Yeah, because that book, I mean, as a matter of fact, my wife took it to her job, you know, and one woman grabbed the book from her and read that whole book in one day. You know, my wife is reading it, and everybody I know is reading it.
I told her that you read it in a day. She says, she said she can see how. She said the book is so real. Now, when I tell her about this book, Napoleon, so again, and she doesn't even tune into the show, but she is tuned into the show because I'm telling her. And that's the way we have to be. A lot of times we find out good information. You know, the Bible says our people perish for the lack of knowledge.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And just because the person isn't tuning in, if you know someone, you know, sometimes we listen to these types of shows and sermons and we say, oh, I wish so-and-so could hear it. Well, go tell them.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And so this one here, I tell you, this is another one going down in the annals. This book is amazing. Go ahead with your story.
I was just going to say that, you know, one of the things that I like about Napoleon Hill is that he talks about not just leaders, but he said about great leaders. And this quote here, he says here, the great leaders of business, industry, and finance, and the great artists, musicians, poets, and writers become great because they develop the faculty of creative imagination. You know, it says here, the great leaders of business, industry, and finance, and the great artists, musicians, poets, and writers become great because they develop the faculty of creative imagination. They imagine what they wanted to do before they did it. And I think a lot of times what happens with us is that we keep on taking in all this information, but we don't take it to the next level. I mean, we should see ourselves in our success. I mean, it's like what Wayne Dyer calls visual manifestation. You know, I know, and you probably had the same idea and the same thought. I saw myself teaching before I ever taught anything. I saw myself in a classroom, and I didn't know what I was doing in there, but I saw myself teaching something, and you know, and it came to pass. But now what we need to do is take it to the next level because, again, it's so funny because I see a lot of the radio shows becoming TV shows, you know, and I don't think that's by accident. I think what happens is that this right now we're in what they call the knowledge economy, you know. People are making money because they're bringing knowledge to people who really have the same opportunity to get the knowledge, but for some reason, and I won't say it's laziness, I would just say maybe it's not really taking what you have in your environment, but, you know, they need people like you and I who are going to take this information and digest it ourselves and then give it back to them in a way that may be a lot more appealing than other formats. That's all I can say, because you know what? The information that we're sharing is not hidden from anyone. You know, anybody can have this. So I think, again, you know, we're offering a service that many people can benefit from, and like you said, they can share with others, and they can benefit from. Because I want to see my whole thing is I like to see people live in prosperity and live in abundance, because if we can all do that, then we all will be taken care of. These politicians, you know, I always wondered why they spend so much money to get these offices. Well, you know, in some cases, when they get to these offices and if they get into Congress, whether they are there for one or two or three terms, they get a pension for life. And so what happens is that they can get in there and by hook or by crook, whatever they have to do to fund their campaign, because when they get in, they're set. So they're set, and again, they don't worry about the people who sent them there, because, you know, in foreign houses, they have their pension, they have their riches, and we who put them in there, we may or may not have nothing. It depends on how much integrity they have. Many of them just get in there and they become all for self. And consequently, they leave, as one song says, bad luck by Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes. You know, they left all of us poor people behind.
Well, you see, here's...
And that's why we have bad luck.
That's why. Well, you know what? Thank God for him leading me down one of my experiences, which was, you know, remember when I left Union County College where you were, and I went to, when I graduated Union, I had the pleasure to go to Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yes,
but
yes,
while there, yeah, you know, while there, I chose, my major was political science. And that's the degree I got my bachelor's in. And what I'm most happy about, and one of the reasons I could have chosen some other things, but I think one of the things that I remember thinking was that I know nothing about politics.
Mm-hmm.
And how and why we were governed the way we are. I knew nothing about it because in my household growing up, it was not a daily conversation around the dinner table.
Right, so I said,
you know what? I said, if I'm going to really be, and I don't know, maybe I had read something, who knows, in Napoleon Hill's book or somewhere, but something told me, get knowledge in that area since you know nothing about it. You know about street life. You know about street life. You know about relationships. You know about women having babies. You know about men dumping you and beating on you. So go learn about this that you know nothing about. And I just plunged in, got the degree in it. So I do understand some underlining or underpinning things about our government system. One thing I know for sure, you don't want to be a country that doesn't have one that is as well ordered as this one.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
One thing I know for sure, you don't want that. No matter how horrible a leader is, trust me, you don't want to go to a system that is run by a straight military, nor by just one person who is, you know, filthy rich. No,
yeah,
but anyway,
yeah.
That's a whole other discussion we could talk about. But that I'm sure of, and not enough people probably look at it like that. They just look at the news and hear how horrible this person is and that and how horrible our government is. But trust me, you don't want a country where there is no well-ordered government. And if you don't think you do, just look at countries like Afghan.
Look, well, you know, again, I guess that structure is important.
Sure. Where a coup can come in and wipe you out in a heartbeat. So anyway, but back to the book by book, Success Project.
And one of the things that Napoleon Hill says, I thought it was really intelligent, he says here, most great leaders begin in the capacity of followers. They become great leaders because they were intelligent followers. With a few exceptions, the man who cannot follow a leader intelligently cannot become an efficient leader. I think what this means is that, you know, we have to be students before we become teachers. You know, we have to be followers before we become leaders. And again, we have to learn our lessons well. Because I think, again, you know, we talk about, you know, the Bible, and we talk about Christ and his disciples. You know, they were under a great teacher. And he was under even a greater teacher. So I think, you know, I like that expression back in the day that they said, you know, I don't know who said it, but it was very apropos, says that each one teach one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And so I just, again, we're going to, you know, be off the air, as you well know.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
If we don't wrap it up, it'll wrap it up for us. But what I love, I love, though, how you brought this book, and at a time, I'm telling you this, at a time like this. So we were encouraging everybody, please, 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 go out and get this. This is the right time to read this book, because when you think about it, if he wrote that book in the time of a Great Depression.
Yes, please.
That's where we are right now. So that book was the answer then, because he was able to, a lot of people read that book, and they no longer thought about their condition of the depression. They began to take their ideas and turn it around and take their persistence. So I think that you, Brother Terry, are brilliant. And this project is brilliant, and this book that you're, and the books you're choosing, very, very needed. How powerful is that to declare some things and to think some things? And then, wait a minute, didn't you have a book on speaking last time?
Yeah, right. It was, yeah. Because, I mean, I think all this comes together, you know. I think, again, we need to, you know, when you talk about selling, you got to put your product in a package that people can digest. And I think all of this, I mean, all it comes from thinking. I mean, just sitting down and thinking these things through. I mean, just understand that, you know, when we put the plan together, they can work. But if that plan doesn't work, you know what? You think of a new plan, you know? I mean, it's like, just like with our show. We start talking about different things. We have the Book by Book Success Project, and that's just rethinking of some things we did before, and again, and who knows what we'll have next month. So I'm just saying, it's just that it's all about thinking and making plans and using the brain that God gave us. You know, they say, and it's so sad, they said we only use 10% of our brain power. But where does the other 90% go? You know, that's a scary thing, you know. 10%, please.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is so, so good. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely encourage as many people as I can to go back and listen to this broadcast, go back and listen to the archives. You know, this is a book that people need to get, you know, need to get in their libraries and to start reading. So, again, thank you for tuning in to the Book by Book Success Project Tuesday, and thank you for tuning in each and every day. We are back to having the broadcast on every day at 7. We still have to adjust our schedule a little bit to make sure that we can, you know, bring the show to you at 7 a.m. We do have some people who want to come on and be guests on the show so that we can bring you more information and more solutions to things that you may be wanting to know about or things that you may want to do. For some people, this show is a form of entertainment even. You know, we want to do something with our... But why not have entertainment that's empowering?
Yes.
You know, the talk show, some people... I know me sometimes, if I'm even driving in my car, I don't want to just turn on and listen to music. I'm like, dang, where are the good talk shows on the radio, you know, the car radio?
Yeah.
And I do know that for some people they're on their jobs and they're at work and they're doing things and are there in the morning getting ready for work. How awesome is it to tune into something positive and motivating, especially when you're going into some of these workplaces. You know, some people in the workplace are very, you know, have a stressful job.
Oh, yes.
So how much better is it to get the type of power that you need to go into that job and be able to, you know, be effective and productive and enjoy and actually enjoy yourself. So we appreciate you for tuning in. Again, thank you, professor, author, coach, and almost preacher, Terry.
Amen to that.
I thought you were going to say that when you said the way you dress, people say you're either a lawyer, a teacher, or a preacher.
Well, you know your
newfound love for the Lord and coming back.
You know, yes.
Well, you know, and you're already a dynamic speaker. You're an awesome reader, teacher. So I hope you know that leads to sharing the Bible. So I'm sure somebody will grab you up sooner or later, if they haven't already, to speak at one of their men's conferences. So what I'm saying, Terry, is get ready. So go on and find yourself a scripture to expound on. Have it ready so when they ask you, you're not, like, caught off guard. You were warned.
I warn you, and I'm saying, Lisa, you're speaking into the future because I received that.
And here's what I'm get you to see: the future could be tomorrow. So just make sure you don't, you know, try to limit it to, oh, that might happen a couple of years from now.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that you're ready now.
Well, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, you're ready now. And here's the thing. The people are ready.
To hear. More powerful, you know?
Yes, the people are ready to hear the way you expound on things. So I can't even, you know, I can only imagine what, if you were to read the story of whether it be David or Esther or Elijah or Moses Peter or Paul or Jake, for that matter. You might say, who was Jake? I don't know. Somebody in the Bible that didn't have a name, we can give them names. So,
yes, we can. yes.
Or Jabez or Hosea. So now, with that being said, you know, go for it, because I think it's, you know, I think it's a good thing, because there's no special requirement that I know of in the Bible to be a preacher.
Wow.
You know, that I know of. Again, I could be wrong, but I haven't come across it yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't say, go ye into all the world, get ordained, study under an apostle, have them make a circle around you and agree to whether it's done or not. No. He simply said, go. And he said, I'm leaving. Greater works will you do. So,
I got that message, and I think what happens with a lot of people is just that, like I said, the Bible is here for us. I mean, again, this, I talk about reading Think and Grow Rich, at least once a year, but the Bible is something that I read every day, and it's so funny, the older you get, the more you understand it, and I know it's the same book that I was introduced to when I was a child, but as I read it now as a man, I read it differently. I get more out of it in totally different ways. So yeah, you're right. You know, it's I believe, you know, it's not so much being ordained, but maybe I think it's a calling, because I know for myself, I never thought I would be a teacher, never thought that, and I never thought that I would have knowledge of the Bible that I have right now. So I think it's all part of God's plan.
Here's a call. Here's an answer for the call. Creflo Dollar said this years ago, and I've never forgotten it. Many are called, few are chosen. But the ones who are chosen are the ones who showed up.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep. I like
the calling went out to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But who showed up? See, that's the game changer. Did you show up?
Mm-hmm.
And so, for some people, you know, they're still waiting to be called. No, the call already went out. You just haven't showed up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'll let you chew on that. I'll let you chew on that on your ride into work. So
yeah, I'll do that. All right. Look, hey, good day. Keep on being you, all right?
I will, and you do the same, and each and every person. As a matter of fact, be more than what you were today, and you'll always be able to say, we're on your way.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.